Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Gloria, touching me. Gloria, touching me.
Y'all, you know that's the time we used to come on, right? 7 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, Central Time, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock to Eastern Standard Time. So for you all who put orders in, we rolling, y'all. So with the next 2 weeks, bam, it'll be at your door. God bless you. After that, if you continue to order with me, it will flow. Promise you it will flow. So that was the pre-order. Some folks didn't understand pre-order, but it was. But I bless God for those who have been patient and just being, you know, understanding the pre-orders. And I thank you all for your support. This coffee is a bomb, y'all. Coffee with me. So you can go to www.hopevictorious.com. Hopevictorious.com. I have some great items on there and products for you. Hallelujah. So coffee with me, y'all. Okay, so let us begin. And I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard for those who are new to the call. And you can follow me on Facebook, Hope Victorious. You can go to my Instagram, Hope Victorious, the number 2. You can email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. God bless. Amen. So let us begin. Exodus chapter 3, verse 9, the word of the Lord reads, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians come. Now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." So this is God talking to Moses, and Moses was at this time, he was 80 years old, and he already had escaped Egypt and where he was set up and raised inside of the Pharaoh's temple, or not temple, but his palace, and he fled. So I'll catch you up on next week. I know I've been, or this morning I came and straight rejoicing, y'all. So, but I just want to get to Moses as being just minding his own business, being a shepherd, tending to his the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, and how God came to him. But what I want to focus on was that Moses was 80 years old. I'm getting ahead of myself because one of his forerunners that he trained from a young man was Joshua, and I just love his grind, but we're not going to talk about him just yet. So him and Caleb. So Moses was 80 years old, and he was sitting there just minding his business peacefully. I guess he thought maybe he was retired. But let me tell you something. When God has gifts and talents on the inside of you, you can't sit. So I don't care where you at peacefully. I don't care if you retired. I don't care if you feel like, oh, my gosh, this is it for me. I didn't gave already. Excuse me. Maybe for a moment. I didn't gave already. So now it's like, oh, okay, I didn't did all that. But God had another plan, another story. See, if God creates that gift within us, and he'll let you know when it's time to go forth with it. And sometimes we don't even know it's gifts and talents in us because through this pandemic, you should see, I know you see on social media, so many people have created, so many people have come alive, so many gifts and talents they didn't even know. My niece Nala, she is an awesome, you know, graphic designer. She didn't know. I know she probably knew the gift was in her, but by the pandemic, you know, during in between school, college time, she was able to start drawing on some things and just blew our minds. Fabulous. She is awesome. So I'm just saying there's different gifts and talents in us that God has produced during this time. And what are we going to do with it during this time? Amen. But Moses, you know, he called him out. And Moses thing is like, look how old I am. You know, I'm servant. So like we so inadequate that we can't even move forth in anything. We feel like we don't have the resources. We feel like we don't have the articulation of our speeches I did, our grammars I did. How can I sit in the room with those with PhDs? How can I sit in the room with those with masters and bachelors and associate degrees? You may not have the credentials, but God has given you the credentials to give you what you need. He has accredited everything that's on the inside of you to make you move forward on anything that you need to go forth and do and be. Hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with having your degree. But for those who don't, and I think that's great because my children's pushing forward on theirs, but I just want to say to you, if you don't have that, don't let those things hold you back. We find all kind of excuses. I don't have the building, or I don't have the funds to do it. Keep moving. Don't you know God has started putting people in your life with the resources? It doesn't matter. Look what he did to Nehemiah. The king was right there. When he asked him what was wrong, it was his time to say X, Y, and Z. And now I need this. Amen. So when Moses was approached Pharaoh's palace or Pharaoh's land to set the Israelites free, I know he probably questioned that. So I'm going to continue on verse 11. It says, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, who am I? In other words, what? Who am I to go down there? I ain't a governor. I'm not an official. Who am I? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Because how many times do we question ourselves about, should I start this ministry? Should I start this business? Or should I start it? Why? And why me, God, when you have given me a charge to do this? You have given me a charge to go down and create t-shirts. You have given me a task to go and create coffee, go and create a ministry, a ministry of healing with children. Like, who am I that you are, like, who am I, God? Who am I going to say I am when I go down there? When I go down there and say, hey, or sit down with the leader and say, this is what God has given to me. Who am I to do that? Well, you are a child of the Most High God. That's who you are. We limit ourselves so much. And I'm not talking about the ones who feel like they need to retire and pass the mantle over, because Lord knows when Moses passed his mantle over. But what I'm saying to you is that when God has called you, no matter how old you are, to do a task, he knows what you need before he even comes to you for it. Hallelujah. When I look at my mom, who's 79 years old, she said, we keep calling her 80. Yeah, because mom, you almost, the youth that's still in her. And even though my sister Penny and Nikki may attest to this and be like, no, mommy needs to sit down. And I get that, but it's so much in her. And even though she may not be running like she used to in her younger years, she still picks up the phone and give a word of encouragement. I probably still picks up the phone and give a word of encouragement. So it doesn't matter of your age on today. It doesn't matter. I can call Ms. Vivian. She gave me a word of encouragement. I call my spiritual mother, Reverend Dr. Moore, who's still rolling at 80 years old, 81 years old, and still running for the Lord. And it may not be in fast pace, but it's still a pace where God still called them to do a job. Whether it's sitting there emailing somebody or whether it's teaching a class, sitting down, whatever it is, God is still moving and shaking in their lives. So don't discredit yourself because of your age. And sometimes my daughter says, well, mom, I'm 19. I can really do this, or God has called me to this. Yeah, he has. Because when God has called you to some things, you can't run from it. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter. Look how young Mary was in the Bible when God put a seed in her baby Jesus. You know, I mean the task that God gives us, he knows. So it doesn't matter your age. King Solomon, a king at a young age. Hallelujah. So Moses says, and he says, certainly I will be with thee. Because when he asked him, who will tell him I to go to Pharaoh and lead them out of Egypt? And God said, certainly I will be with thee. Certainly. Like, in other words, certainly, what you mean? I'm going to certainly be there. I'm going to definitely be there, like the kids say, period. I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to travel with you. I'm going to go with you. When you go to that meeting, when you go to that office, you know, where you got to go to save your home, whatever resources, I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to be on that call when you call the electric company or the gas company to keep all your utilities on during this time. I'm going to be with you. Hallelujah. They said they don't have no resources. I'll provide the resources. I will be with you. Hallelujah. I will be with you. That's what he said. He said, certainly. He said, I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought, hallelujah, forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. So that will be the token that I am with you when you go and do that job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, glory be to God. I'm going to read that again. Lord have mercy, Jesus. So he says, let me go back again. So he says, and verse 12, and he says, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God unto this mountain. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. See, sometimes we want God to show us the middle of things. He said, it's going to be a token. When you go down there and get those people and you come back and serve me up on this mountain, that will be, that's your sign and your token right there. Hallelujah. Because sometimes in the midst, glory be to God, in the midst of us stepping out with God, in the midst of keep moving and going forth with the Lord, we feel like, oh God, keep reassuring me that this is the right path. Keep reassuring me that this is the right steps I'm taking. And sometimes God don't. Because he said that's going to be the token and the sign when you free them and come on this mountain and serve me. In other words, I may not be with you, pampering you every step of the way when I give you a charge to do. Say, now this is the right thing. Now this is the right thing. Now this is the right thing. Because sometimes you just got to step out. You got to do it. And in the midst of doing it, just keep praying and saying, God, I'm hoping this is the right way. Holy Spirit, guide me so I can be able to complete this task, so I'll be able to burst this business, so I'll be able to free some folk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'll be able to help save some folk, God. Use me to help bring somebody to Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If I would have sat around and waited for all the naysayers to say, well, what made you decide to do a coffee line? What made you decide to go in and do this and do that? What made you? God made me because I can't explain. I can't explain the things that he dropped in my spirit to do. Only thing I know is to do it. That's all I know is to do it. So remove the naysayers from your life who question you of your ability or question you of what God has given to you. See, it's something when you know that God has given you something, when you know he has sure enough given you something, it's nothing that you can do about that. Because you know it's a reassurance from God. Hallelujah. Now, God will send you confirmation. I know that he will because he's that kind of God. Hallelujah. And when you're uncertain about something, when you're moving forward, God is right there. When you're uncertain about it, about moving forward, I'm going to say again, God is right there. And he'll let you know to go to the right and then sway to the left. He ain't going to just lead you out there all blindly, you know, like putting on a blindfold. Sometimes that's how it feels, putting on the blindfold and just stepping out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it feels sometimes when God is giving us a charge. So get out of your own way. Remove the fears of growing because you got to grow up. I don't care if you're 80 years old, 70, 60. You never stop growing until you die. You never stop getting knowledge until you die. You never stop learning until you leave this earth. So get out of your own way and leave the naysayers where they at because folks don't want to see you grow. Some folks do want to see you do good, and there's some folks that don't want to see you grow. They don't, and that's just all honesty. But guess what? You got to keep moving. You got to keep going. You got to keep growing. You got to keep trusting and believing God. And enjoy the path that God has you on. And sometimes it can become frustrating because certain things you can't do what you used to do. I know. Yeah, I've been there. I know it. I feel it. I'm there. Some things you can't do what you used to do because God has given you anointing to be able to do a task for him. So certain things that you can't do, certain places you can't go anymore. Certain things you can't wear anymore. And yes, I understand because I get it. You know how many times I pick something up and put it back, pick it up, put it back because I can't wear those things anymore or I can't look like that anymore or I can't go those places or I can't have those kind of phone calls anymore. You just can't have them. You know, it's all about doing God's work and it's called sacrificing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at Jesus. You think that Jesus, he didn't want to have a good time, but he knew he had a good time, but he found his own fun. He found his own fun in saving souls. Hallelujah. And redeeming people. Hallelujah. Redeeming folks. He found joy in what he did because he was pleasing to his Father. Hallelujah. And I know you all want to be pleasing to God. I don't know if I have anyone on here, but my lines are open. And I'll take your call, or if you want to comment, you can always comment. I'm just so blessed on today. I know I can't read your comments like I used to because I have to go back and just read them later because I'm on a whole other streaming service here. But I bless God for all your comments, and I'll go back and respond to them there. But I am just so blessed on today. So you can always call in if you want to comment or share a word or something that you want to say. You can always press 1, and then I'll take your call. But God is so faithful on today, y'all. And I just so love him because he's so loving and he's so kind. And right now, I'm loving his joy. I'm just checking the time out. I'm loving his joy. I'm loving his kindness. I'm loving about everything that he has given to me. And I'm just going to be real with you on today. Sometimes it's not an easy place to be when God has given you a task like he gave it to Moses. And he said, there will be your sign. There will be your sign when you go up to this mountain and serve me after you set the children of Israel free. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're like, well, God, look at my age. I don't have it. Sometimes I explain to my children, oh, yes, I get tired a little earlier than I used to. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that mommy is old or mommy can't hang with y'all. No, sometimes I can. And sometimes I got to go lay down. And it's okay because you can feel the changes in your body. And then sometimes you just need your rest because when I start thinking about it, I'll be up wee hours in the morning trying to learn this, trying to learn that, educate myself on this, educate myself on that, because it's a lot to do in business. Amen. So on today, be encouraged. Whatever God has given to you, stop fearing. Stop. Well, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And sometimes we are so fearful. We are so fearful of stepping out on things because we feel like everybody around us is going to be laughing. Well, let them laugh, because while they laughing, they study growing, moving and shaking while they laughing at you. And that's another thing, a trick of the enemy, because when they start laughing at you, it takes you off focus and takes you off course. You got to stay on the journey. You got to stay on the course. You got to keep running that race. So if they laugh, then let them laugh. Mm-hmm. While they laugh, you laughing too, because you were doing something that you found joy in. So if God has birthed something in you, you got to come out of that, and you got to keep growing beyond those fears. Because see, when you're fearful and you're fearful of things, it handicaps you. It handicaps you, it paralyzes you, where you feel like you can't move. It feels like you can't grow. You can't grow because of your fears. Your fears has got you all bottled up. Just got you on. You just struggling every night, every morning. Hallelujah. Just struggling through your fear, struggling through those things, struggling. Don't you know sometimes on Tuesdays, sometimes it be a struggle getting up. It be a struggle like the night before. Oh my God, a struggle. But once I'm here, I'm here. But I struggle and I make it. That's the key. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can actually, you know, be like, oh, my God, I got to do that task. Yeah, you have to do that task because God called you to do the task. So do it in Jesus' name. Amen. I am so loving this because when God drops things in your spirit, it be a time where you feel like, I'm cool now. I don't have to work. I don't have to do nothing right now. Everything is all good. And bam, God drops something in your spirit. And then you be looking all crazy. I know I be looking crazy sometimes. Sounding crazy to my family. And they'd be like, oh, I know Wanda's probably think God and probably dropped something in her spirit. Yes. Move out and don't be fearful of those things. And stop looking at your age, that God created something in you at your age. I don't care if you in your teens, you 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s. When God has dropped something in you, stop counting your own stuff out when he counted you in. Stop counting your own stuff out if he counted you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter about your age. And when God dropped that in my spirit of what we're going to be talking about over these of growing, the fears of growing, because we don't want to grow because we're afraid what's out there. We're afraid that once we get out there, are we going to fail? And that's the biggest thing that we always hold on to. Are we going to fail if we go out there? Mm-mm. Because, see, when God told Moses to go set the Israelites free, set them free, go into Egypt and set them free, he knew that he wasn't going to fail at it because he said, I'm with you. He said, certainly I will be with thee. Certainly I will be with thee. Because see, God already knew. And that could have been a thing that, you know, Moses said. He said, I'm slow of speech. He had a speech impediment. Mm-hmm. And he did. Okay? Some of us are visually impaired. Some of us can't move around much because we're paralyzed or certain things of our bodies are not functioning the way it needs to function. And then some of us have seizures and afraid that we go to a meeting and we sit there when we have a seizure in front of everybody. But don't you know God is with you? Hallelujah. Don't you know he is with you? And even if you go in that room and you may feel like, God, be with me. Hold me up, God. So when I go into that room, heal me, Father. When I go into that room, for me not to have a seizure there, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I go in places and I, you know, it's nobody else with me, and I'll say, Lord, what do I have? I got a magnifier on my phone, so I'm going to use all my resources. I got all kind of gadgets to help me see different things. So things that I cannot see, and things say, I cannot see God speak to me and give me for discernment, whether or not good from evil, right from wrong. So I'll know what's right to sign, what's the proper way to doing things, how should I handle things that I cannot see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't you know if God is for you, who can be against you? Don't you know he is with you? So that's why he said to Moses, certainly I will be with thee. Certainly I will be with thee. Certainly I will be with thee. See, when God called him, he knew he was going to be with him. Why would he send him out there and then leave him? Why would he send him out there and leave him? And then sometimes we feel like that. We feel like, God, if I go out there, I don't feel you. I don't feel your presence. But you know he's with you. He's not a man that he shall lie. He's not going to lie to you. He's not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when you go out there, just know God is with you. And he knew that when he sent Moses out there, that he was going to give him enough strength to do what he called them to do, because it was nobody else that he felt like he should have called, because if he did, he shouldn't have called them. But he called him. What slur of speech? He called him. What slur of tongue? He called them. Whether it was stuttering or whatever he was doing, that he couldn't communicate, you know, rapidly or fast or fluently, but he had his brother Aaron there for him. Hallelujah, who could speak for him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is always a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. And I am so learning, you know, that you need a team of folk. I learned that a long time ago, that you need a team of folk to build on what you have. When God gives it to you, he'll send the right people to team up with you. Because sometimes we start getting teams that God can say, I didn't tell you to have them on your team, and then things go all wrong, and then we all upset. You got to be careful who you put on your team as well. Because even though they may be your friend, that doesn't mean that's their lane. It doesn't mean that that's who God called to be a part of your team. He called them to be your friend, not a part of your team. And sometimes we get that all mixed up. Well, we're friends, so we got to be partners. Did God tell them to be your partner? Did he tell them? Did he tell you that? So you got to be certain that God told you that your friend's supposed to be your partner. I'm not saying they ain't supposed to be your partner, but you got to make sure that's what God said. I'm in a place where, God, let me know who you want to be on my team. And I know it's trial and error. I do get that. But, God, let me know who needs to be on my team. And I get caught up in friends. Because they're my friend, they're going to help me. Because sometimes God has some folks that you don't even know to help you. That's not discrediting your friends. That's just not your partner. That's just not your teammate. That's your friend. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get that confused. And it is best friends as partners today. And that's great. And it works and it flows for them, because that's who's supposed to be there for them. And I'm not saying your friend is not supposed to be a team, or your family members are not supposed to be your teammates. That's not what I'm saying. Pray about those teammates. And God will let you know who to place on your team. He'll let you know. I'm so not getting up and caught up in feelings anymore, because you get caught up in feelings, you can't grow like that, because you're so concerned about everybody's emotions. You're so concerned about everybody. When God called Moses, he wasn't upset to say to his father-in-law, oh, my God, you can't go with me. If he can't go, he can't go with you. Hallelujah. But he was there to encourage him. He was there to speak life into him. Hallelujah. So stop getting caught up in all the emotions. Who didn't call you? Who wasn't there for you? When you emailed them, they gave you no information back, or they didn't respond to you. So keep moving to the next person. That's what I learned to do. Get out of your feelings. Get out of your emotions. And just keep on moving. Hallelujah. So this call is over. Hallelujah. Coffee with me. I see you all again on next Tuesday. And just look at all the time zones. So let us pray. And be encouraged on today. Be encouraged. Grow from those fears. Because you can't grow if you're fearful. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to have some special guests on here for you all. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for just loving us more than we love ourselves. I thank you for just being God, all by yourself. I thank you, God. Lord, remove all the emotions so we can move forward in you, Father. To allow us to continue to grow in your name, Father God. We thank you for everything you have done for us. I thank you for this broadcast on today, God. I thank you, God, for just loving me more than we love ourselves, God. I thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins. You shall thou in thy word, and thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shall believe that we have raised the son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope in God. Know that you are victorious. Know that you are victorious. Hallelujah. So remove those fears, you guys, so you all can continue to grow in the Lord, because he is faithful and he is with you. He told Moses, certainly I am with thee. Certainly I am with thee. Certainly. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And don't forget, tune in on Netflix on Friday and watch my son, Arlo, the alligator boy. I'm so super pumped and so it's going to be on this Friday on Netflix. You can tune in and see what time they have posted this Friday, y'all. Arlo, the alligator boy, starring Michael J. What on? So super excited, y'all. So pumped. Have y'all watch parties and share it and let folks know so they can tune in and watch it. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day and know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. I feel some great things, y'all. I feel some great things. Hallelujah. Great things. Hallelujah. And it is possible. It is possible because, see, nothing is impossible with God. God bless you. See you all next week. Now I'm choking. Hallelujah. God bless you all. See you all next week. Bye.